Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
The ones we left behind but have something I should know.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Back in 2011, the Brooklyn band Caveman joined us here in the studio, mainly because we'd fallen in love with their lush vocal harmonies, their swirling guitars, and their pounding percussion section. That first album, Coco Beware, was followed in 2013 by a second album simply called Caveman, and both had a certain rough-hewn charm to them. But their new album is different. It's the result of a more meticulous process of writing and revising and recording, and it sounds great. It's called Otero War, for reasons I hope will become clear in a few minutes, but for now, let's hear the band playing a song called Never Going Back. Here's Caveman, live on Soundcheck.
Change my mind in a lonely room. I want to take you down in the morning. Till I'm wide awake when the day is done, just a light leads me back again. Change my mind when I fell for you. I wanna know what it's like, but I can't pull through. Still I'm wide awake when the day is done, just a light leads.
The band is Caveman with their song called Never Going Back, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. The studio version of that song appears on the new Caveman album, Otero War. Matthew Iwanusa on voice and guitar, Jimmy Carbonetti playing guitar, Jeff Beryl playing bass, some backing vocals, Sam Hopkins on keyboards, Benji Lee behind our drum set, and Matt Clark playing percussion. Matthew, good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
So it seems like there has been a... First of all, I have to say, in my gym, they play, like, usually pretty ignorable pop. Mm-hmm. Last week, I heard this song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Good. I'd like to know that people are getting healthy to us.
There is a certain kind of sheen, a professional sheen to this record that seems to be a little different from the first two.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we took a lot of time on this one, maybe more time than we should have, but I think it worked out. And it was like, I just think that we had done two records the way we did it before, and the stuff that I was writing was a little bit more poppy and like just, I think, deserved a more polished sound. And so we went with our friend who, his like main thing is getting like really big, you know, polished sounding stuff. So
who's that?
His name's Albert DeFiore.
Oh, pretty well known.
Yeah,
producer.
Yeah. He's been doing some stuff. So.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there are even some, I think they're genuine string arrangements. They don't sound like, you know, synth patches or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a mix of both, but that was on purpose. We wanted, like, kind of to get the difference between the two. But my dad actually arranged a lot of the strings that are
really?
On it. So, yeah.
So he's, is that what he does? Is he an arranger?
Yeah, he's an arranger. And we've, you know, we wanted to work together on something for a long time, so
yeah.
It was cool.
So in the song Lean On You, there's real strings.
Yeah, that's all real strings.
And then the one called The State of Mind, I was going back and forth. Is that a mix of both?
It's a mix of both,
because
we had real strings, but then we kind of liked the way they kind of sat together with the other ones, and yeah.
Okay. So the album's called Otero War, O-T-E-R-O. What or where is Otero?
It's another, supposed to be another planet, but we have a whole whole story that's in the actual album about what it's about, and then I think as the campaign goes on, we're going to try and, we're going to do some other things that kind of fit with the whole thing.
Okay. Well, on the website, on the Caveman website, there's just a kind of a teaser, you know, this quintet on another world searching for this device, this legendary device that could end the Otero War. And that's all we get.
Yeah, exactly.
So was this, did this come before or after the songwriting?
It was a mix of both, kind of. The songs, like, all kind of go together as a thing, you know, anyway, but I think as we got kind of halfway through, it started to take its full shape as a story, too.
You know, people hearing the little teaser thing might expect an album full of more evidently sci-fi material. It's not. I mean, if anything, it seems to be an album of a lot of road songs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the idea of journey and travel, I mean, I guess that's part of the story, too.
Yeah, it's like just road songs in space or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So not just road songs, like, I mean, there's a long tradition of songs from the road.
Yeah.
There's also a tradition of songs about very specific roads.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, 80 West seems like it might be in that vein.
It's a, I wouldn't say it's necessarily about the actual road, but it definitely, maybe out of any of the songs on the record, has a lot to do with, like, kind of traveling and getting out and escaping, you know, the situation.
Well, I mean, anyone who's tried to escape from New York on I-80, you know, heading west knows that...
they feel my pain.
Yeah. because it's often a major bottleneck. But, you know, but the other thing with road songs is they're often a metaphor for breakup songs.
Yeah, totally.
Or finding yourself or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you said that all these songs kind of have some kind of thread tying them together.
There's definitely,
for you, what is that?
Well, I mean, there's themes in all of them. I would say, like, throughout the whole record, it changes a little bit, but I think that was the only song that might be written about a girl, actually, to be honest. The rest are just other issues.
Mm-hmm. But this one's about a very specific issue, then.
You know, somewhat specific.
Well, let's hear the song.
Okay.
It's called 80 West, and it's on the new record called Otero War by the band Caveman, who are playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today and are playing on July 23rd, Saturday, at the big Panorama Music and Arts Festival on Randall's Island. So you'll have a chance to catch Caveman then. Right now, let's hear them here in the Soundcheck studio with a song called 80 West. You would. Once again, the band Caveman with a live performance here on Soundcheck. That song's called 80 West from the new album Otero War. And once again, Matthew Iwanusa on voice and guitar, Sam Hopkins with some backing vocals from behind the keyboards, Jimmy Carbonetti on guitar, Jeff Beryl on bass, Benji Lee on drums, Matt Clark on percussion. You know, Matthew, we've done a lot of sessions in the 5 years since you guys were last here, but there are a couple of things I clearly remember about the first Caveman session here.
Me too.
Really?
Let's see if we're remembering the same thing.
Well, I'm remembering one song where there were no fewer than three of you kind of pounding on drums.
And
it was, you know, just like the noise here in the studio. It was great.
Yeah. Okay, that's not what I was thinking.
What were you thinking of?
I remember my mom wrote a message in to you, and it was, I don't know, it was funny.
Okay.
She was like making fun of me about it. So.
I don't remember that, although I do remember we got a comment from someone who said he was your art teacher, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also,
Dennis,
Jimmy,
Dennis McConkey.
Your art teacher.
We went to high school together.
So you guys have known each other a long time.
We met in 2000.
Yeah.
Been playing music ever since.
Wow.
Got 16 years going. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, we should have our sweet 16.
And then here is the other thing I remember about that session, which is that you, Jimmy, make the band's guitars.
Yeah.
Still doing that?
Yep. And I moved the shop over to Sunset Park now.
Uh-huh.
So.
They were called, it was Cobra Guitars.
Yep.
But I see this guitar you have has your actual last name on the headstock.
Yeah, I switched over to my last name. Feels a bit more triumphant.
Okay.
A bit more honorable.
And so is Jeff also playing one of yours, the bass guitar?
Yep.
All right.
That was one of the Cobra ones. And
I'm the trader. I'm playing a Massino guitar, which is his partner.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Massino's in the shop as well. So it's me, Moss, and Labella Strings, and over in Sunset Park. It's great.
So how did you get into being a maker, a luthier, to use the fancy term?
More of just doing repairs at other shops, and then ended up having a chance to open up my own shop and kind of ran with it.
Yeah.
My mom yelled at me. She said I had to do it. I was saying no for a while, but like, you have to do it.
So Matthew's mom writes in to, like, make fun of him, and your mom is like, yeah, you go. Yeah. All right.
I feel lucky with our parents. We have all the support from those guys.
Yeah. We're speaking with the members of Caveman, the album called Otero War. I guess I didn't ask, I mean, I asked you what Otero War means, and Otero is like another planet, but where does that name come from? Did you just make it up? Or
we just kind of made it up. It came to me in a dream. I looked online, there was like actually one kind of disturbing name that was also associated with Otero, but I'll let people search that out. So I was like, last minute, like, we shouldn't name it this, and everybody's like, you know, don't worry about it, like, that's so
it's already printed.
Yeah, it's already printed. It came to me in a dream.
All right. So Otero War is the record, and we were talking before, it's like a lot of, you know, stories, maybe not from the road, but about travel and about and life or just living in a way is along those lines as well, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. I'm trying that one. When I think about that one, it was just fun. That was like the one we worked on the most.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
But a fun one.
It was fun. That one was written in the van, like as we were driving. So,
when you say written, do you mean pen on paper or are you on a laptop? What does writing mean these days?
You know, I do like sometimes it's on the iPhone, on GarageBand. Sometimes it's just on my computer with a keyboard and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really dumb, like voice memos of me singing and me trying to remember what I was thinking, you know, like trying to remember the drum and bass part I had going with the melody. So,
like Keith Richards waking up the next morning and finding that he'd left I Can't Get No Satisfaction on his little cassette deck in the night.
Yeah.
Pretty classic.
There's only like one song ever, I think, that I wrote that I was like woke up and like and sang it and then listened to it later and liked. Everything else I always went, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. So.
All right, well, let's hear this one. This is called Life or Just Living. It's another live performance by the band Caveman here on Soundcheck. once again playing the big Panorama Music and Arts Festival on Saturday, July 23rd here in New York at Randall's Island, which is always a nice place to spend a summer afternoon and evening. Right now, the band Caveman spending some time with us here on Soundcheck. This song is called Life or Just Living. That is called Life or Just Living, another live performance in the Soundcheck studio from the band Caveman, based here in New York and playing for us in our New York studio some songs from their new album called Otero War. And Matthew, I was asking you before if songs, you know, often began with a rhythm for you. Did this one? Because there's some very subtly interesting rhythmic stuff happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. This one, yeah, it's all rhythm. I was trying to base like every part. And I think we all like kind of had the same idea too, to like have every part wherever it's played have some sort of rhythm to it. No, like nothing like really holding or you know, everything's moving kind of the whole time.
Right. So and you get the sense of like multiple gears moving simultaneously, not always at the same pace.
Totally.
Yeah. So you talked about this being kind of a long process and, you know, working really hard on the writing and the production and stuff. But, of course, that's not the end of the process because then once you've made the record, you then need to kind of learn how to play the songs live, which is another thing, right?
Yeah, totally. I think we did a good job at that, guys. I think just so everybody knows. But, yeah, you know, it's been really fun. I mean, we did this really long tour, and so we've really locked it all in, I feel like. So I don't know, it's the second half of the fun process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of a relief and in a funny way of like after recording, it's like then it's like, all right, now we can actually focus on playing the parts rather than like nitpicking every little piece of it.
I think especially when you like sometimes I try and write ideas that are like based on how maybe a crowd would react or something.
Mm.
So when you do that and then you actually see people react like at those moments, it's pretty exciting. So.
All right. Well, Panorama Music and Arts Festival on Randall's Island, Saturday, July 23rd. Be there because Caveman will. And the album, Otero War, sounds great. Guys, thank you so much for coming back
thanks
in and playing for us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.